The journey continues, day 40. We're recording this before Yom Kippur, obviously, because Yom Kippur we don't listen to recordings. This is dedicated to the holiest day of the year, day of oneness. Unity is the highest state a person can reach. Life is so fragmented, so compartmentalized, so many different forces and voices tugging at us. Here is a day of utter oneness, utter unity. That is why on this day is revealed the deepest part of the soul is called Yechida, the oneness of the soul that connects with the oneness of God, the essence. So there are lower levels of the soul that express themselves throughout the year. Nefesh is biological life, Ruach is emotional life, Neshama is intellectual life, Chai is transcendental life. But on Yom Kippur, Yechida, oneness, the essence of who you truly are is revealed. So you have the capacity today to really clean the entire slate and literally begin a new year, a new life, and connect to the deepest part of yourself that connects to the deepest part of God. How do we begin? We begin by breaking the ties that bind us. Kol Nidre, that awesome and solemn and haunting prayer, is about freeing ourselves from all the binds, from all the traps, from all the commitments, from all the fears and inhibitions that keep us locked and not allow us to really experience ourselves to the fullest. So we begin with Kol Nidre, saying it three times, and then we declare for ourselves and for all to hear that God finally forgives the people after the terrible grave sin of building the golden calf. And God says, Salachti kidverecha, I've forgiven as you have requested. This is Moses' successful effort, prevailing over God, maybe the greatest moment in all of history, where it took him 80 days, but he finally got God to say, yes, I agree, I will forgive them. And this opens up the door of hope and forgiveness and healing and remedying any break, any betrayal, any abandonment, any form of wound or injury, psychologically, emotionally. That's what this day allows us to reach. So use the day to the fullest. It's literally a day that can transform everything about you. And especially as we reach to the high point of Yom Kippur, which is the end of the day, when we say the prayer of Ne'ilah and all the doors are open, that is the closest point where the spark touches its mother flame, where your soul connects with the essence of reality, the essence of God Himself. May this day be one that actually purifies us, and that we can carry that purity and innocence into the rest of our year.